It's called Leading a Life. Keyword in that three-word phrase is leading, because it's up to you to choose the path, navigate the direction, and, yeah, endure the storm, some of which you'll wind up creating yourself, by the way. The ideal goal is to arrive at a point where you can look around and find satisfaction in your accomplishments. My next guest is a name, voice, and face you'll easily recognize, who with her new autobiography brings to you parts of her life and career that you did not know about, along being entertained. I think you'll find quite a few points of inspiration to plug into your own life and situation. Her autobiography is My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Her career includes numerous hit films, Broadway and other theater plays, TV shows, including, of course, her 11 seasons on Happy Days. Marion Ross, thanks for being here today, Ms. Ross.
Hello, my darlings. It's so nice to talk to you.
And I wanted to give a heads up because Marion is going to be at Bookends this coming Tuesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. doing a talk and a signing. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. So you can have a little reflection on the days that were in TV. And like I said, with your book, Marion, I think people are going to see a lot of themselves and their potential in some of your experiences. One thing, too, it seems like acting was always your goal in life. Is that true?
Oh, it was. I don't know that people will see themselves, because I think it's very unusual that a young girl from Minnesota, like I was about 13, has such a drive to become somebody, you know, famous. It was extraordinary, all that energy that I had.
Well, was it something to do about me being the middle child? Because your family had, one of your brother had health issues, and...
Yeah.
It's that old thing, you know, starved for attention. Do you find something to replace it?
Oh, absolutely. That was what it was all about. Because my brother, who was like 18 months younger than me, was a crippled boy. And so all the attention went to him. And then I'm the second little girl. Nobody's so interested, you know, the middle child. So I had to be pretty cute, you know? Pretty interesting. Pretty everything, you know?
Well, I think you've shown that capability very easily and very early. What was your first big break in acting?
Well, do you know that by the time... I'm in Minnesota, Elk Lee, Minnesota, which is a small town south of Minneapolis. By the time I was 22, I was under contract to Paramount Studios in Hollywood. Can you believe that?
Well, there's that drive and ambition. I mean, that's why I'm saying to people, that's something you can learn from reading your book. And no matter what you want to do in your life, without the drive and the ambition, you're not going to get there.
No, you can do it. I'm a very positive person. If you can follow your dream and you can do it, it's not impossible.
And as the title says, My Days, Happy and Otherwise, truth be told, and what you do too is not, it's a tell-all book, but it's a... I call your book a tell-all book that does it respectfully. You don't bury anybody. You don't attack. You don't toss anyone off the ledge. But there were some challenging times during your life.
Well, I tried to lead a very careful life. That's another thing about the way I was brought up. So I was careful, and I was very watchful, and I would watch some of these young actors and actresses, and I would think, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I wanted to survive. So I really had got to be more successful in my 50s. You know, I always worked. I always did well. But I was, if you can say an actor is shy, I was a bit shy as far as being out there.
So Marion Ross with her new autobiography, My Days, Happy and Otherwise. Marion will be at Bookends. It's coming Tuesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. There's just some things in life you can't plan. Getting the role in Happy Days, it came about through you going in for a role in another movie, a very famous, successful movie that was a non-speaking part. And it was just like, yeah, that was your day to buy a lottery ticket, apparently, because everything just fell in place for you.
I mean, amazing, because I had to step way back and take a part that was really beneath me, you know. And some of my actors' friends said, "How can you take that part in Airport? The movie with George Seton, Helen Hayes had everybody in it." And I said, I have to because I am so poor. I don't have any money. And they paid me less. They were paying us people on the airplane less than the minimum for Screen Actors Guild. And I said, I have to take this part because I'm so poor. Yet then, because of that, I met Sandra Gould, who helped me to get the audition for Happy Days, and the rest is history, I tell you.
Which, for you listening, in case you forget, Happy Days was just supposed to be a segment on an old TV show called Love American Style. And was it intended to be sort of a pilot and then the show, or did they see the segment and say, you know what, that could be a show, let's go for it?
I think it might have been intended pilot all along. See, that was Gary Marshall, and he's always got his eye out for how can we get a series out of something. And so they said, you know, the public likes the 50s. The public loves the 50s. So here's a retainer fee, and you go about your business, and we'll let you know. So then I went down to the Globe Theater in San Diego and did the lead in Thumb and Smoke, which is a huge role for me. And I'm down there doing that, and then I pick up the newspaper, and it says, oh, they picked up that pilot that we did on Love American Style. Now, they said, get out of that play. Come on, we're going to start making this series.
Which Marion appeared in every single episode, 255, if my math is correct. And we have to wrap up here with just about a minute to go. But when you're writing about your life, is it challenging? What's it feel like when you look back at those times when things weren't all the best? And when you look back, do you still, even at this point, get another lesson out of those times?
Oh, yes, you relive it, and you feel bad, and you cry, and you talk about it. And that's why I didn't want to go into all that. And I'm now at my advanced age of 89 thinking, my gosh, wow, did I really do that? Did I do that? Pretty good. And you know, I have two lovely children. My daughter is a writer producer on Friends, and now she's creating a new pilot for ABC, Ellen, and my son Jim. He has a commercial that's just finished running, but it's for Geico. He plays George Washington being dragged across the freeway in his boat. And have you seen that commercial?
I've seen it often. That's your son?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's my son. So we're a bunch of actors here.
Your son, the president. Marion's going to be at Bookends on Tuesday, April 3rd, 5 p.m., 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey. The book is My Days, Happy and Otherwise. You get the behind-the-scenes stories of Happy Days, other spots in Marion's career, a lot of names you recognize. A lot of great insight and input from Ron Howard, Gary Marshall, many more. Reflections on the challenging times, the great times, altogether a life still being well-lived. Marion Ross, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.